fourth pack of Maisa Sheni Mishnah Ches, continuing the halachas of redeeming produce on a coin. If you have a coin which is a larger coin, you can redeem produce onto the coin, and each time you redeem it, let's say the coin has 10 putas, and each time you redeem a puta, you can use it 10 times until you fill it up. He has an iser which is 8 putas, and he ate against it for half of its value. So basically, half his value has been used up. He went to another place, and now this place, the same coin, is worth 2 isarim. So basically, till now, half of it was worth 4 putas, and half of it is worth 8 putas. So oichel lov oid iser. You can redeem on it, and therefore eat the produce which you redeemed on it, a full iser more. Because we learned before, redemption always goes at the price of the place you redeemed it on. So basically, you're coming out of an iser coin, you're redeeming more than an iser on it, because originally the iser was worth 1 iser, and later on it became worth 2 iser. Same thing the other way around. If a person had a pudyon which is 2 iserim coin, and he ate half of it, so he has only 1 pudyon left to use for redeeming. And this place, it went down to half of its original value. So originally, half of it was left, he could use it for another iser's worth of produce. Now that is when this pudyon is worth 1 iser, so what's left of it is half of the original value, which is half an iser. So you can only eat a half an iser, which is 4 putas. Period. He has his coin of Maisa Sheni. Oichalov achad also the iser, achad meir the iser. If he has his Maisa Sheni coin, and now he wants to buy with his Maisa Sheni coin produce, and the kedusha is going to come off of his Maisa Sheni coin. So it says over here that, according to the Tana Kama, if there's only 1/10 of the iser left, in other words, if you could buy, let's say, 10 figs with a iser coin, and he bought 9 figs, so if only 1/10 is left, even though there's a small amount left, but since that amount left is negligible, you don't have to treat that which is left as Kedushas Maisa Sheni. This Achad also the Iser is, the Mefarshim say, talking about it was an Iser of the Mai, which is more lenient. It's enough to have left only this 1/10. It's Achad Mimei of Iser. If it was a coin which is used to redeem Maisa Sheni Vadai, then you have to leave the coin in the state of Kedusha until there's only 1/100th of its original value left on it, or less than that. This is a minuscule amount of value that was not redeemed from this coin that we say is valueless, and you could use the coin as a regular coin. That's the Tana Kama. You always go by this 1/10th left, and then you don't, it's such a small, it's less than a pruta, because iser is 8 pruta, so 10th is 8/10 of a pruta. Once you get to that point of time, if there's only 8/10 of pruta kedusha left, you can treat it as a regular coin. They say that by the vadai chuma, it has to have that it's only 1/11th left, because they hold that if you have only 1/10 left, by vadai, you have to, when you redeem fruit, you do 1/5. So, if you come out that, even though you have 8/10 of an iser left, if you add a fifth to it, it can be used for a shava pruta. But by tamid, if you don't have this extra fifth, since the remaining amount is less than a pruta, then you treat that as a regular coin, a chulin coin. The general idea of this whole mission is that you have a coin with kedusha and you buy food with it, the kedusha of the coin goes onto the fruit. Generally, you could do it in a fashion that you buy the full value of the coin, you exchange out for the fruit, and now the coin goes chulin. In a case where you didn't do that, and a certain amount of the value of the coin remained b'kedush rasoi, as long as the amount that remained behind was less than a pruta, we treat the coin as a regular coin, and you don't have to shoot with kedusha anymore.